Talking about some of the things coming on for next year, things in Eastern Colorado. Tell me how that is, that High Plains area. I know Alex and I talked already, but rain and the way you guys get the irrigation and the snow melt, that's something that a lot of the Midwestern folks don't know anything about.
Yeah. Well, yeah, most of our Eastern Colorado, where Alex actually lives in Eastern Colorado, so it's either under center pivot, so we're, you know, pulling water out of the Ocala Aquifer, and that water is depleting. So growers are looking at different ways they can irrigate, how they can be more efficient in that irrigation process. And you start looking at the rest of Eastern Colorado, we rely on rainfall, and we get anywhere from 14 to 16 inches of rainfall a year. A lot of times it don't come real timely as we need it, but we, you know, that's our, kind of our total rainfall moisture events we have. And we try to raise a dry line crop with that system. So either through the wheat, and then we usually follow up maybe in a dry land cropping system with corn. And we're trying to capture as much snow as we can during the winter in that wheat stubble to give us additional, you know, trying to capture some of that 15, 16 inches to raise a crop. And we're successful doing that if we, you know, get that, you know, get, be able to get some moisture during that event period. So, you know, and then you start looking closer to the Front Range of Colorado, we rely on a lot of mountain water. And our mountains look pretty good right now. We had a lot of snow skiers out there, but we're getting quite a bit of snow up in there. But some of our problems this next year will be because of the floods last fall has damaged a lot of our diversion ditches. And so we're in the process. The state engineers are rebuilding those as fast as they can. And hopefully we will have the water ready, or the diversion ditches and everything ready by irrigation time.
Now, if that by chance wouldn't work out, I mean, what are growers looking at? I mean, this kind of sounds like a real problem.
It will be a real problem. So those acres will go dry, and there's really nothing we can really do, because you close the Front Range, you get less moisture and rainfall. So as you go east from the mountains, you start picking up inches of rainfall. So the further away from the mountains, I think it's about every 7,500 miles, you pick up an additional inch or inch and a half the further away from the mountains you go. So if you get about 12 inches, time we're out to Alex's, we're out there at 15, 16 inches. And then further east you go across Kansas, it starts, again, picking up that additional moisture after you leave the mountains. So along the Front Range, it's going to be, you know, that we'll probably see some sorghum or something like that go in for a cover crop, keep things from blowing. But we're hoping we don't have to do that. We're hoping we get our diversion system in.
Well, and, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. And I know one of the things that you talked about is a lot of your weed problems out there. And your weed problems in Colorado are different than my neighbors in Illinois, or, you know, even going further east. And honestly, growing up, I thought tumbleweeds was a cartoon. So I'm kind of excited to learn a little bit more about what are you guys doing to combat that?
A lot of our coaster turns tumbleweeds, and everybody's seen them in movies or and so forth. I thought it would, like, say a cartoon and an event, but it's a real life, you know, and these tumbleweeds are mainly made up of kochia and Russian thistle, but we want to deal with kochia, those tumbleweeds. So in the fall, once that plant dies off, the wind we get, it breaks it off, and then that plant distributes seed as it rolls across the field. And so, you know, plants have 100,000 seeds in it or so, and, you know, all those seeds are going to come out somewhere. So if that seed is resistant to glyphosate, or that plant and that seed is. And kochia is an interesting plant. It's a cross-pollinator. So that plant that, you know, you take one plant side by side, they'll actually flower at different periods. But they distribute pollen at different periods, so they can get, so it's cross-pollinated. And so that's why you can build your resistance much faster, you know, with that cross-pollination that we normally wouldn't see with a lot of weed species. So kochia comes up early in spring. We're actually seeing it come up now. It's starting to sprout through the ground. So it sprouts in cold weather, but it's a very drought-tolerant plant as well. So, and then you get these big mats of seed are, you know, wanting to come up at one time, and they kind of harden off. It makes it harder to kill. So right now we're asking growers like Alex to go out there and spray that earlier than they ever have, and before they even emerge out of the ground. And we're looking at using 12 to 16 ounces of Clarity or dicamba product from BASF, and trying to put some residual in the ground that will kill the kochia as they sprout. The radical of the kochia seed is already there. And once it takes about 8 hours of moisture to sprout. So it don't need a lot of moisture once the temperatures are right, because the radical is there and it shoots. So we need that chemistry there at that time. So when that radical finally pops out of during that first few hours, we can get that chemistry into the plant and kill it.
All right, Bob, anything else that growers in your neck of the woods need to look for coming on for 2014 in the growing season? Well, actually, that's not entirely true. You guys are already growing 2014 crops. I forget.
Yeah, so we got a wheat crop that looks really good north of I-70. The wheat crop south of I-70 is kind of marginal. And further south you go into toward Baca County of eastern Colorado, there's very limited planting last fall even because of the drought they've had. I just talked to a grower a couple days ago that's here at Commodity Classic, and he hasn't bought seed for 4 years, wheat seed, because he hadn't been able to plant it. And so it's been a struggle in that area. We're hoping Mother Nature will treat us a little better this next year, start getting some rain patterns through us to help us out.
All right, I'm Leah Guffey at Commodity Classic 2014.